Alrighty, so this episode is for you if you have found yourself in your premenstrual phase in obsession, overthinking, questioning, doubting the current relationship that you're in. Last week it was fine, it was great, and then suddenly now it's like, nope, end it, I need to get out, this is dumb, I'm dumb for being in this, like, all of the fear, all of the doubt, all the anxiety, it's just piling on and nothing seems to be clear anymore. And you're like, I'm the biggest fool for being with this person. So I'm going to give you a tip for what to do if you are finding yourself in that situation every cycle, every premenstrual phase. So let's jump into it. Is the anxiety you get the week before your period feeling too much? Are you just wanting more calm and peace in your mind so that you can feel quote-unquote normal again? If this sounds familiar, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, a holistic and faith-based podcast for women with premenstrual anxiety. I'm Loren, a nurse, reflexologist, Jesus follower, mom, and PMDD warrior. My mission is to help you navigate the turbulence of premenstrual anxiety through things like understanding your cycle, grounding your identity in God, hearing stories from other women, learning nutrition hacks, and so much more, so that you can have more peace and calm in your life. So, if you're ready to get on up from under your duvet, been there, and start this journey together, I encourage you to keep listening. Let's get started. Okay, so we are talking about that overwhelm, that overthinking, over-obsession, fear, doubt, like all the things where you just feel like you need to leave the relationship that you're in, you're done, maybe he said something or something happened and then you just go into this spiral mode of just like, I'm the biggest fool for being with this person. And if you haven't listened to my story, the previous episode, episode 24, you'll know that this has been a consistent pattern for me in my relationships and in my current marriage. Like it's taken a while to get to this place where I am not just like rocked back and forth by the doubts, by the questions, by feeling like everyone else is thinking that I am stupid and I am dumb and thinking like Loren made the biggest mistake being with Graham. Like, phew, like she's dumb, you know? And I've struggled with this so much and kind of come to this point now where things just are not as roller coastery. There's still times where it's hard and it feels like the fears and like there's environmental or not environmental, but external influences that don't help that either. But I think we've come to this place where I don't just shut down and retreat and am quiet and don't want to talk about things. Like, we talk about things and we communicate. And I remember the good things about my husband and why I married him and why we work well together. And even if it's not working well together, like, we're in this marriage and God is in it and you need his grace. So the number one tip, or like the tip that I have for you, is when you are in a clear space, when your mind is not spiraling, going through the doubts, and because obviously you're not going to have the clarity then to think clearly about who you married, why you married them, or why you're with them in this relationship. If you're dating or engaged or whatever it is, you don't have that clarity when you're in the spiral mode, when you're in the PMDD mode, when you're in the thick of it. It's like your nervous system is fired. Your like fight flight is just, it's all over the place. You're hypervigilant and you're hyper aware of their actions, what they're saying. You're taking things personally. Like, that's all things that I have done, and take things very personally and get very defensive and very hard to talk to. So that's my own input about that. But when you're out of that, so coming out of your premenstrual phase, you had your period and things are a bit more smooth. They're not as roller coastery. What I'd encourage you to do is sit down with a journal and your pen, maybe some tea, maybe some coffee, something that's just like comfy and warm and nice, and write a letter that's almost like a love letter to your luteal self from your follicular self. And this just means you're not in your premenstrual phase, you're out of that, and you have a bit more clarity, a bit more insight, and things feel a bit more calm and peaceful. And what I want you to write out is why you married your spouse, or why you think this person that you're dating is good for you, or like, what are their good qualities? What are they adding to the relationship that blesses you, that encourages you, that makes you into a better person, that is sharpening you into who you are? And I want you to write out positive traits about your partner, about your spouse, about your boyfriend, and to say, like, I love this about this person, and this is what I am attracted to about my husband or my boyfriend. And just write it all out. Just even starting off with a prayer of just like, God, I need your insights and all the little intricacies of this person. Just give me clarity, give me wisdom. May your wisdom be upon me as I write this. And you're gonna make it as long as you want. Like, just juice it all up, make it good, make it like, and don't just write it like half-heartedly, just pour into it, like make it like that you believe it. It's like, this is true and this is real, and you know that these are the reasons why you're with this particular person, why you want to keep being with this particular person, what brings you hope for the future, what makes you push through the hard days, what excites you about being with this person, like maybe even think of like the dreams that you have, or where you'd like to vacation to, or just let your mind go specifically to this person, with this person, of what they bring to your life, how they enrich your life, how they grow you closer to God. And I want you to write it all out and put it in a place where you're going to remember, and that's going to be your love letter from your follicular self to your luteal self or premenstrual self when none of that is clear anymore and none of that's at the forefront of your brain and you're just like, eh, I can't do this. Again, I'm the biggest fool. Why am I in this relationship? This is dumb. And or when, maybe even when your heart is just hard, like when you feel apathetic, when you feel defensive, when you feel irritated, whether it's just like extreme, just visceral anger or rage or whatever you're feeling in those moments, I want you to go and grab that letter and read it to yourself. And who knows, maybe it will help. And maybe it'll kind of just bring back to light the realities and the truths. And it might just spark that change in your brain, in your emotions of like, oh, right, yes. Like maybe even just writing like, hey, this happens every month, and every month you want to do this, and every month you get through it. So just keep breathing, keep persevering. Doesn't mean you have to be like ooey gooey over that person, but it's just like, I think it takes away that roller coaster feeling of like, we're great and we're terrible, we're great, we're terrible. It maybe helps the waves be a little bit less so that it's like, okay, we're okay. Like, yeah, that still frustrated me and I'm still angry and or you know, however it is. But I think it's just gonna take that extreme edge and fluctuations out of the month so that things just can be a bit more steady so that once you come out of it, you don't have to clean up all the carnage that might have happened in that premenstrual phase. So I hope this tip helps you and helps you just to, yeah, be a bit more grounded in your relationship, confident in your decisions as well. I know that's a big one for me where it's like I said, it's just like the fear of like everyone thinks I made a dumb mistake, but what if we just had confidence? Like I made this decision and here I am, and yes, it might be hard, but here I am and God's given me the grace to do this. So I hope it helps. And yeah, when you're out of your next premenstrual phase, when you're feeling that calm and just a bit more centered, ride it out and go wild with it. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Like, right? We want to be captivated and enriched in our relationships. And so this is going to help you just be a bit more grounded, be more close to that person in your premenstrual phase, and help you remember why you're choosing them every single day. Have fun with it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have a friend who would benefit from hearing this episode or podcast, send it their way. And if this helped or encouraged you, I would love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps get this golden information into the right ears and is really the best way for you to say thank you. When you leave me a review, I'll also share it right on the podcast. Lastly, please know that this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take the place of your primary care provider. By listening, you are agreeing to the full disclaimer linked in the show notes. All right, take care, friend.